that God is immutable and unchanging. Chris told us about that last week. That this week, as we open up God's Word, we find over 500 times in here, talks about wisdom, the wisdom of God. It also talks about the wisdom of man. And so today, we're going to talk about exactly. We'll talk about the wisdom of God, because the wisdom of man is not so good. Another word that talks about wisdom, and even in one of these books that Greg brought along, is omniscience, all-knowing. That's God's wisdom. If suffering brings wisdom, I wish perhaps I wasn't trying to be so wise, one fellow said. But if trials are what God wants us to have, I think we should want the wisdom that He will give us if we ask. It says that in James. The verse that we're going to be looking at initially is, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. One of those lists, this time from James, it's usually Paul who gives us lists. Paul, in his book to the Colossians, started his book with an interesting prayer. And I'm going to be paraphrasing it from 1, 9 through 12, if you wanted to look at in Scripture. But he's saying, after he's been talking about their faith, he said, for this reason, I'm praying for you. This day, we heard about you. We've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So he's praying for Colossae for wisdom. And he's praying as Solomon, who wrote some of the wisdom books, had to say, if your heart is wise, it will be glad. So he wants them to have a glad heart. God wants us to have a glad heart. And so he's saying, seek wisdom. Build your house on a rock. That's wise. And on and on and on, we're going to be reading perhaps more than other places, these little snippets that I think are beautiful. We know that the heavens declare the glory of God and every star. The wisdom, thy wisdom shines. This is one version of Psalm 19. But when our eyes behold thy word, we read thy name in fairer lines. That's from Isaac Watts. The biblical definition of wisdom is the fear of God, right? That's also straight out of Proverbs. As that's where it begins, God is the source of all wisdom. Earthly wisdom is really no wisdom at all, because the wisdom of the world is what to God? Folly. Yeah, and other things like that. Yeah, a lot of not so good words, like our righteousness is like filthy rags, our wisdom is folly. Yeah. So we read from James about what wisdom is and that it's beautiful. So knowing all things, God knows what is good, right? And so he says in Romans 11:33, oh, the depths of the riches, this is through Paul, riches of the wisdom of the knowledge of God, exclamation point. How unsearchable his judgments God bless you. And his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of God? Here's this sounds like Job a little bit, right? Yeah, like, what do you know about the clouds? Have you spread out the stars in the sky? Have you made the oceans? Who has known the mind of God? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God? That God should repay him. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Also in Ephesians we read, besides to him be the glory, are all things from all things, or all things are from him. Jesus also holds all things together. I like that. There are a lot of psalms that speak to wisdom, and 104:24 says, how many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them. You made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. We were reading from James. Our James study is one that we had here now, I don't know, when was it? Almost last year, right? That keeps coming back to me. And we started out with that crazy first verse that we are supposed to consider it pure joy when we come into troubles of all kinds, all suffering of all kinds, because the testing of our faith develops perseverance, which must finish its work. It's one of the hardest verses in Scripture. But then the next verse, 6, says, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask of God, right? And he will generously give it to us. But don't doubt. Don't be like a wave blown in the wind. You'll get nothing, right? Just like if we don't abide in the vine, if we aren't seeking wisdom, living in the vine, we're nothing. God's pretty clear about this. He's got a lot to say about it. So here's another note to take if we go back to Genesis. So let's move back to Genesis just for a minute. In 3:6, Eve ate the apple from the tree of what? Life or wisdom. Yeah. And that was forbidden as she was duped by Satan. We all know the story there. In 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon, we're going to be talking, mentioning a lot of Solomon stuff today. He was asked for wisdom to rule the people. That was a good choice, right? And he received much more than that because he had asked for wisdom versus riches and all of that. He received it and became the richest man in the world. We do read that God, through his Holy Spirit, brought wisdom to Bible characters. We read that often, like David, filled with the Holy Spirit, or several other Old Testament characters, and of course that was at Pentecost, we as believers would receive the Holy Spirit, who brings us, he illuminates the Word, he teaches us all things, he reminds us of all things. I kind of like that, reminding us of all things. As we get younger, isn't it interesting how we need to be reminded more often? So God knew back then. I don't know if he knew we were living with batteries that kind of lose their power over time. It's not true. The neurologists and neurosurgeons, neuropsychiatrists say that we don't lose brain power as we get older. We don't have to at all, that we maintain it and continue to grow wiser every day. So that's good hope, right? I like that. So Stephen and David and many others, Job found that wisdom is from God alone. Finally, he figured that out. Proverbs reminds us, as we said, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that wisdom saves us. Get wisdom, even though it costs us all we have, it says in Proverbs 4. Everything. It's more precious than rubies, this wisdom we get from God. And the tongue of the wise brings healing, Proverbs 12:18. wisdom literature. You've heard that phrase. It's not written typically in Bibles. A lot of teaching Bibles will have a little preface, perhaps, about wisdom literature. And we know it starts at Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Songs, Ecclesiastes. So these are where we find wisdom perhaps more often written than in other parts, as we trust in God to get wisdom and joy, to walk in wisdom and be safe, Solomon said. Even though he walked in all the wrong places. It's interesting, as we read in his Ecclesiastes, this is the one where all life is meaningless, vanity, have vanities. He starts out in the first chapter saying, wisdom is foolish. But then again, he hadn't found God yet. And so then you keep reading. As I was reminding myself this morning, a couple of chapters later, he said, wisdom's from God. It's a good thing. So he says, buy wisdom. I like that. But it's really free, isn't it, this kind of wisdom? But it costs us. It costs us everything. It's his grace is sufficient, but it's not cheap. So we gain our knowledge. It's expensive. We build our house on wisdom, a treasure, we find. As we move further then towards the New Testament and even the Gospels in Luke, we can read, what about Jesus himself? Did he come with all wisdom? Is that one of those yes and no things? I think it's one of those mysteries to me. Jesus grew and became strong, second chapter, filled with wisdom and in favor with God and man. So he was filled with wisdom, or he is wisdom, right? There's the capital W there. And it's one of these interesting things that he didn't use all of his strength. He didn't use all of his power. We know all about that as he went off with Satan as he was fasting in the desert. He didn't need to, but he did when he needed it. And where did he find it? In the Word of God, again. So that's perhaps why it's in there so many times. 500 times is a lot, even though money's in there 700 or 800 times. He wants us to use wisdom when dealing with money or anything else. So the leaders of the church, the leaders of God's church, we are his church, right? Elders and deacons, he talks about that in Timothy and Titus. He says that deacons, elders are to be filled with wisdom. How many of our churches choose elders based on this? My very sad experience is most of them, they choose on money. Yeah, just like any other nonprofit organization. It's wrong, of course. It's not biblical. And although, if we're wise, it doesn't always bring us money, right? It can bring us joy, gladness through other things. So we read, to one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. Now, there are all kinds of things given to us. I think wisdom and then even knowledge, another message of knowledge. What? By means of the same Spirit. What's the difference between wisdom and knowledge? And they're even spiritual gifts. I don't know, anybody got a clue? I know that knowledge, I mean, I can read a book and gain some knowledge. What do you think?
Fear is in wisdom, and as you get a better understanding, there becomes knowledge. So, the parable of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, what you said, and knowledge of him is understanding. So, as you get wisdom, precipitates itself in knowledge or a better understanding of the circumstances or the relationship.
That's good. That I think that sounded pretty good. You were quoting scripture, which scripture will do that, right? If you wait around and keep reading, you'll say, "Oh, I get it now, Bo." Now, the suggestion there, the wisdom that you would gain to a point of knowledge, which would mean application perhaps, to fully filled with it, that's the knowledge of God and his desire for us. Knowledge, the world's full of knowledge. I mean, there's plenty of guys in this room that have several college degrees, myself included. That isn't where I got my... It helped me point me to where I needed to go. Yeah. Yeah, and back to your quote, it's applying God's wisdom. That is an eternal knowledge, really. It's useful for all things. So we're going to keep talking about that in our groups, okay? So we'll do that rather than take more questions. Always. It is. Yeah.
A degree does not make somebody wise or have knowledge. It just shows they were able to think.
Mm-hmm. And that's all.
Somebody who doesn't have a degree can have a lot more knowledge than somebody who does.
Yep. So Paul said in Romans 11 that the depths of the wisdom of the knowledge of God is what we want. But God made foolish the wisdom of the world. 1 Corinthians, he said that. So there's foolishness if it's not God-based, even though it's all from God. That's not an oxymoron or not understandable. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. God's wisdom is a mystery revealed through Christ to those who would believe it. So we have this, we're given wisdom, we're given knowledge from the Spirit. I think we all are. Some of us are given more so than others. So we would read, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what God's will is. That's from Ephesians 5:14 through 17. The next verse, the 18th verse, is don't be filled with much wine, right? But be filled with the Holy Spirit. So there's our source of wisdom again. And he is the engine here for our wisdom. Colossians 3:16 tells us to admonish one another. That's kind of to teach, exhort one another with all wisdom and to sing songs with gratitude. I like that. He even says we are to sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Hey, you guys probably haven't heard it, but Mr. Smith here loves to sing, and maybe sometime with Lowell playing, we can do that. Yeah, I didn't set that one up ahead of time. Of course, if you lack wisdom, just ask God. We read that from James a little earlier. And I led the first 42 years of my life. Notice I said I led the first 42 years of my life without any of God's wisdom. I heard it. I saw it. I had meaning. It was meaningless to me. And like it says, God's word, the Bible is meaningless. It's foolishness to those who do not know him. So that's the first step, right? That's the first step to get wisdom. Even though, as you said, all wisdom's from God, not everybody gets it. I do love, again, back to James' study, the book by David Roper, Growing Slowly Wise, was the title. And really, James, the book, is about that. We just grow so slowly wise. And he said, it is not what we know that makes us wise, but what we are. We are His. And when we know that, we grow wise. Eugene Peterson, most of you know him for writing The Message version. It's a paraphrase. It's not a translation of the Bible. He also wrote a book on the Psalms of Ascent, the psalms that the Hebrews, as they went up to Jerusalem annually, would sing. And those are 123 through 134. But he asked this question: are you a pilgrim and disciple seeking after wisdom, or a tourist just trying to taste or buy that which sparkles? Something to think about, huh? I know a lot of people who are the latter. I know fewer that are the former. What does wisdom look like? We were reading it's reasonable, it's flexible, it's forgiving, it's peaceful. It's peaceable, it's caring, giving to friendly visits, small acts of courtesy and kindness, humble, transparent, simple, gentle, gracious to the core. The wisdom Solomon said softens the face. Kind of an interesting thought. I can't fully absorb that one all the way. If you're angry, is that a soft face? Nah. So the anger, it seems that, again, our society right now is at a place of unsoft face. So we're going to be getting, the cosmetic industry is really going crazy because we have more lines on our face now. It's really... yeah, I don't know. That's from Satan, isn't it? Spurgeon said, wisdom is a beauty of life that can only be produced by God's workmanship in us. Earth's wisest sages this impart. The tongue's great storehouse is the heart. That's just some folk proverb. That is better than the Arabian proverb that says, trust in God, but tie your camel. Yeah. So go to the Psalms again, the ascent. We were talking about that. Between the time of salvation to the time we go home, these Psalms, it's an already not yet. Jeremiah would say, whether you turn to the left or the right, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So there's the voice. There's the Holy Spirit speaking to us. This is God speaking to us through His Word primarily. In our heart, in our spirit, we hear Him. And He again, God is helpful in that whether you turn to the left or the right, He'll keep guiding you. So some of our courses look pretty weird, right? God may be very well directing us on a path that looks like that. I really don't think anyone's path is like this except if you're dead. Yeah. So... Dietrich Bonhoeffer, remember, he was killed at 38 years of age. He was trying to get rid of Hitler. He said, this is about grace not being cheap. He said, it will always be true that the wisest course for a disciple is always to abide solely by the Word of God in all simplicity. Is not wisdom found amongst the aged? That question's in Scripture. Does not long life bring understanding? Not always. Only God, right? Sophocles said, where wisdom is, there's happiness. We'll crown a piety that nothing will erode. But high and mighty words and ways are flogged to humbleness. till age beaten to its knees at last is wise. I have no idea what he said, but I think it's better to be humble and gain wisdom. Yeah. Happiness. The pursuit of happiness is the pursuit of wisdom. It's pursuit of God's wisdom for us, I think, too. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Revelation 7:12. So God calls us to wisdom. It's from Him. It's to Him. It's for Him. It's of Him through the Holy Spirit to those who would believe. So as we started from Colossians 3:16, that Paul was praying for us that we would be richly, we would be filled with his word richly, and we would teach and admonish with all wisdom. Well, I don't know if we'll get, maybe be, may our wisdom be all wisdom. But all wisdom, I don't think so until we see him face to face. But we'll just keep singing songs with gratitude in our hearts until then. Amen. Yeah. Okay. All righty.